can seeing see soul now?
现在眼视可不可以看到灵魂？
不行。
Can hearing hear soul now?
耳视可以听到灵魂吗？
Can smelling smell soul?
No.
Tasting taste soul? Can touching touch soul?So what's left? Only thinking. So it's just thinking about soul. Is that right?
所以如果你看不到、听不到、闻不到、吃不到、碰不到灵魂，那你只是想着它，对不对？嗯，就是剩下在想而已，对不对？
就是以为它是统合这个眼耳鼻。
Okay. I thought the soul coordinates all the activity. The soul coordinates the actions.
So.What we're talking about, what Ajahn has been talking about, is what is life, what can be understood about what is real in life now.
对，什么是真的？什么是生命中可以被了解的？
So at a moment of seeing, we discussed how it arises, it falls away, it just sees what is visible, that's all.
所以我们谈了眼视，它升起来就只是去看色尘就灭了，就这样子了，没有更多了。
And at a moment of thinking, it just arises, thinks about the object, and falls away.
思考的时候呢，除了眼耳鼻舌身，当在思考的时候呢，它只是去想而已啊，就想着那个对象。
And there are different mental factors that.Arise together with the cittas and experience the object. So when seeing arises, there are different mental factors, cittasikas that arise together and experience what is seen.
我们刚刚说心去经验，对不对？可是心不会单独经验，会有其他的心理因素或翻成心所一起跟心升起去经验同一个对象。
So the seeing itself is dhamma.And what is seen is Dharma, and those mental factors that arise together with seeing are also Dharmas.
我们的问题是什么是法，对不对？所以眼视是真的，它是法；被看到的色尘是真的，它是法；还有协助心去经验的心所也是法。
And each of the mental factors, when it arises, has a function. Concentration concentrates on the object.Contacts the object, and so on.
那些心所呢，有各自的特色跟功能。比如说，专注这个心所，它的功能就是让心专注在这个对象而已。比如说，接触这个心所，就是让心能够接触这个对象，所以心可以去经验它。
So there are just these different dharmas, the cittas, the mental factors, and the rupas that arise and fall away at each moment.No atta, no soul, no thing there. Just different dharmas. That is life.
所以真相是什么？生命是什么？就是每一刻，就是心心所设法，这些法升起又灭去了。
And when there is thinking about, there is something else, like a soul or an essence that performs all these tasks. This is the wrong idea of.Utter, not the understanding of Dharma as Dharma, which is anatta.
所以，当我们刚刚看不到、听不到、碰不到、吃不到，对不对？灵魂。那所以我们想着它的时候，我们想它是一个永恒不变的灵魂的时候，这是一个错误的见解，并没有一个东西在那里永恒不变。要把你找，你把它指出来。
You mentioned the soul as being something that coordinates everything else that's going on.
你刚刚提到灵魂是去统合所有这些行为，对不对？
Can the existence of such a thing be directly known or experienced?
那个去统合的能不能被直接经验到？
Or is it something that we assume to be there?
还是我们假设它在那里，我们以为它在那里。 We assume.
And is there any basis for that assumption?
这个假设有基础吗？
Or is it somethingthat just an idea that we like the sound of.
还是只是一个想法而已。就是有灵魂这件事情的基础是什么？ I read it from the book.
It's not in the Buddha's teaching. So what the Buddha taught about was things that can be directly known and experienced one by one.
但它不在佛陀的书里，对不对？佛陀教导里面没有这个灵魂。
And that's what we're talking about today.
佛陀教导是那个可以被直接了解经验的，也就是我们讨论的主题。
Because what can be directly known or experienced, we can be sure about as being true.
那些真的可以被直接经验的，我们很确定。我们因为它被了解，它可以是它是真的。
Anything else is speculation.
其他不能被直接了解的，就是在推测而已啊。
And when we are talking about getting to the truth of things, there's no point in speculating that something that can't be directly known might be there.
所以当我们在想要知道真相是什么的时候呢，去推测一个其实并不在的东西是没有帮助的。
Because that speculation will color our perception of what is there.
因为一个不在那里，推测一个不在那里的东西，其实反而掩盖了什么在那里。
And this is also why we need to hear the words of the Buddha explained carefully and exactly, so that we are sure we are hearing the words of the Buddha and not the words of someone else's interpretation of the Buddha's words.
所以佛陀的话呢，要很小心、很精准地去思考、了解。而不是别人怎么解释佛陀的话，我们自己要很小心、精准地去推测、去思考。
And if the understanding of things that directly appear is developed, then at some stage, if there was a soul, it would become known.
At some stage, it can become known.
And no, if there was anything that is exists, will become known.
But doesn't that justify? Let's justify. I don't know because I don't have enough understanding.Justify, there could be a soul, just I don't have enough understanding to experience the soul.
We don't need to make any assumption. Okay. The thing is, we have the confidence that if the understanding of things that can be directly experienced is developed, then anything that does exist will become known in due course.
所以我们刚提到了解这个法，对不对？它是会被建立起来的，它在这一路的过程，它会了解越来越多什么是真的。
Lily, is there seeing now?
Yes.
What are the conditions for the seeing now?
眼识升起的因缘条件是什么？
要有色尘，要跟
visible object and chakkhupassana.
Yes.
And that visible object, has it arisen already in order for seeing to see it?
那个色尘升起来是有原因，已经有原因的吗？为了要让眼识看到它吗？
是。
Yes.
And it has to have impinged on the eye sense in order for that seeing to see it.
所以它是不是一定要撞击眼根，眼识才能看到它？
Yes.
Does the visible object arise and fall away?
色尘升起会灭去吗？
会。
Does the eye sense arise and fall away?
眼根会升起灭去吗？
不会。
Nope.
Did the Buddha teach that whatever is conditioned arises and falls away?
佛陀是不是告诉我们有原因升起的，它就一定会灭去？
是。
Yes.
Is eye sense conditioned?
好，那眼根是不是因缘和合的法？
是。
So, even though it seems as eye sense for a whole lifetime, actually at each moment it arises and falls away.
所以眼根如果是因缘和合的法，它也必须灭去。虽然在整个一生中，好像它一直在那里，它其实一直在生灭。
对，眼根也是生灭的。
Does the seeing arise and fall away?
那么眼识呢？它也是升起灭去吗？
它有因缘条件的时候才升起，但是，也是根据因缘条件升起灭去。
Yes, it's by condition to arise and fall away.
Is the seeing now the same as the seeing a moment ago?
现在的眼识跟刚才之前的眼识，
Is the visible object seen the same as a moment ago?
现在被看到的色尘跟刚刚被看到的色尘有没有一样？
不一样。
No.
And can anyone, can any soul see? Can you see? Can Joanna see? Can anyone see?
所以在看的是你还是那个灵魂？ 还是九岸小乔还是谁？
看似心识只是经验，它不是，不是 soul。
It's not soul to see.
So, who or what sees? If there is no soul or no Joanna that sees.
如果没有灵魂，没有我，没有人，那是什么在看？
是法。
It's Dharma. Dharma.
Dharma. What Dharma sees?
哪一个法？在看，
也是
seeing.
The seeing, the citta itself, the seeing conscious itself sees. So at that moment of seeing, apart from that citta which experiences what is visible, is there anyone or anything or any soul?
所以在看的那一刻，除了眼是在看以外，还要有其他像灵魂的存在在看吗？
因为我对灵魂不是了解，所以我应该是不是。
Should not be the soul. That should be no soul.
So at the moment of seeing now, it's just seeing itself, which sees what is visible, that visible object that's already impinged on the eye sense. Seeing sees it and then falls away instantly. No one there.No soul to coordinate, just a moment of seeing, which just sees what is visible and then gone.
所以在眼识升起去经验那个已经撞击到眼根的色尘的时候，那一刻没有灵魂的存在吗？眼识升起经验完色尘就灭去了，不是灵魂在统合任何事情，它是有原因升起的。
And this is the world at this moment. So at a moment of seeing.The world is just what is visible. No thing, no notebook, no person, no soul. Just what is visible. That's the world at this moment.
所以在看的那一刻，在眼识看的那一刻，世界就只是那个被看到的色尘而已。那个就是唯一的世界。
You and at the moment of beginning to.Appreciate that it's just seeing now which sees, and it's just the world of what is visible that appears. Is that understanding now?
So, 当你想一想，接受眼识看的那一刻，被看到的就是世界，色尘就是世界。那他们是需要因缘条件升起的。当你接受这件事情的时候，有没有了解这个实相的发生？
Actually, only understanding can know whether there's understanding, because for someone it may, there may be doubt or confusion or disbelief or thinking about lunch, but anything. So it just depends on conditions at that moment of hearing about the world, what is visible now, whether there is understanding or not. And...When there is understanding, it begins to grow, it begins to accumulate. So it begins to understand a little better, a little better. So this is how understanding develops.
所以刚刚的讨论啊，也许有了解，也许有怀疑，也许心在想的午餐，但是有了解的那一刻，一定是了解才能了解真相嘛。所以了解有升起，它就会累积，它就会逐渐成长。它不升起，就不可能累积，不可能成长。
And the main point